Hail them.
No response.
They're scanning both of the ships, sir.
Stand by on weapons.
Wait, they're moving off. Warping out of the sector.
What the hell was that about?
Just checking us out? Seeing what we're doing?
Let's hope so. Stand down from red alert. Keep an eye on them, Daniels. As long as you can.
Yes, sir.
And bring the cloaking device on board. I want to confirm its origin and condition.
Understood, Captain.
You have the bridge, Commander. Maintain the mission. I'll be in my ready room.
Aye, Captain.
Star Trek: Lost Enterprise. Episode 3, Below Decks.
What is it now?
Sorry to bother you. I have something to report.
Yes. Sorry, Doctor. Please come in and have a seat. I've just been reading the logs on the recovery of the cloaking device. All very interesting, but it still tells me nothing. Anyway, what have you found out?
The infection that killed the Enterprise's crew. I know what it is.
Don't keep me in suspense.
It's called the Blight. It is a Dominion virus that was encountered and later cured by a Dr. Julian Bashir, who once served on Deep Space Nine.
The Blight? But you said it matched a Cardassian virus.
It is similar in many ways to some bioweapons that the Cardassians used decades ago. I continued with the assumption based on what we found in the logs so far. But since our old friends came to take a look at us, I started to take a look at Dominion contagions, and sure enough.
Why would they do that? Why not just destroy the Enterprise? A message.
Captain?
They did it to leave the Enterprise here as a message, for when the rest of us came. But we didn't reach this area before the war started. An exploration of the Gamma Quadrant has been sparse ever since due to the terms of the peace treaty.
So the message was never found.
Never needed. Besides, decades had gone by. I doubt they cared by the time we found the wormhole.
You think they would have mentioned it, though?
Hmm.
Anyway, I will leave you to it. Oh, by the way, when you get a chance, I would skip ahead and read the personal logs from the next year. It gets rather interesting.
Personal logs?
You'll see. Nothing that will answer any real questions, but it's interesting. I only read Hikari's and, well, you see, she uses her personal log like a diary. Reveals more than most do.
Thank you, Henry.
Sir.
Computer, access personal logs.
Captain's log, stardate 30621.3. Lock and classify at level 4. It has now been months since we outfitted and launched the cloak probe, and still we are the only ship receiving telemetry from it, reporting it back to intelligence. It hasn't been easy. Ordering my crew to carry out illegal actions all without being able to explain the source of those orders. Well, I don't think I have to report that this has made it difficult to be part of my crew. After 7 years in command, some of them and I had become close friends. And now I'm just their captain. And they don't trust me like they used to.
Deal.
I don't think I like this game.
You liked it well enough last week when you cleaned us out.
No captain, again.
He hasn't joined us in months.
But he told me he might earlier on.
He said that just to shut you up. I'm in.
Fold. Well, I for one am glad. The guy's always been a bit of a prick, if you ask me.
Paul.
Well, he used to always moan about not doing anything, and now he barely speaks. He's always moody.
He has a lot on his mind.
How do you know?
Not hard to figure out. But if he would just tell us. You think after all these years he would trust us by now?
Come on, I told you before. He does trust us. He just has orders.
Command wouldn't make a spy on the Cardies and not tell us why. There's something more.
Like what?
I don't know. Cloak and dagger shit. You know what I think? I think this is Kittimer all over again.
The peace treaty?
The conspiracy. I think the captain is working for some Starfleet admirals who are undermining everything Starfleet and the Federation stands for.
Raise 50.
I'll call.
Well, someone has to do what's right. You heard Sulu. He told us we should have left the Bajorians to die. That's the ideals we are upholding?
Saving lives, not starting a war that could kill millions. You're damn right.
Raise 200.
What? Either you have the 8 digger...
Spade?
Yeah, that's what I said. Either you have that or you're lying.
That's the game.
I wish 7 played. Vulcans can't lie.
That's why she doesn't. You got the tentacles to play then or what?
I'll call. I'm going all in.
Okay, what you got?
You first.
Full house. Read it and weep, blue boy.
Ah, take it, pinkskin.
I didn't know we were drunk enough for name calling.
I'm with him.
What?
The captain. Whatever he's doing, it's for the Federation and to help the Bajorans. Anything that hurts the Spoonheads is good enough for me.
Yeah, we'll see how far that goes.
Yeah.
I came to inform you that I am coming off duty. Lieutenant Zareth will take the bridge when poker night finishes.
You could have told me that over the comm.
I wished to see you.
Why is that?
To verify what I already knew, that you would be in your quarters. Have you been here since 1800?
I have a lot of reports to file.
All of which are not due for another 3 days.
Why do you care? What I do with my off hours is my business, Savik.
Indeed. But I believe you are suffering in your solitude.
Are you, of all people, coming to me and telling me I should be more sociable? You?
I am advising you that your behavior over the last several months has done nothing to regain the trust of the crew or alleviate their suspicions.
I shouldn't have to, Savik. I'm doing what I have to do.
Then tell them that. Tell me that.
I just did. Are you really here speaking for the crew? Or for you?
I don't understand, Captain.
You can drop the act, Savik. No one's around. What you mean to say is that you miss me, right?
I...
Look, me too. But it's better this way. I'm sorry I didn't come to you or tell you, but... I can't. Not anymore. I'm married, Savik. I have a wife. A family.
All of which was true before.
Yes. But this whole thing, being more alone with my thoughts, it woke me up. I hate myself for doing it to them and to you.
So you are using the situation as a way to end our fraternizing?
No. I mean, I was gonna tell you, cutting you off, I'm sorry for that. But now is as good a time as any, I suppose.
I see.
For once, I'm glad your Vulcan half controls you. This would be a lot harder if you reacted.
Is that all, Captain?
Are you sure you're okay?
As you said, Captain, I am a Vulcan. My emotions do not control me. This matter will not come up again.
All right.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Doc. Zareth had to take the bridge, so we moved our night in here. Can we join you?
Sure. I was just reading up on a Klingon virus anyway.
Why?
You never know. New allies and all that.
Right.
What can I get for you?
An old English pint, please.
A brandy, please. What are you drinking, Doc?
Oh, I'm fine. I have an early start tomorrow.
Sucks to be you. Harding's in charge of the engine room tomorrow, so I'm going to get vaporized.
Well, have fun. Oh, Gaius, I forgot to ask. How are things at home?
Good, thanks. Maria tells me Carl walked yesterday.
That's great!
Yeah, shame I missed it. But comes with the job.
I miss Maria.
Yeah. Well, the Cardassian frontline is no place to raise a child.
You ever think she'll come back to Starfleet?
I don't know. Maybe. But she wants to stay on Earth and raise Carl. Growing up without either of us would be... well, not good.
Yeah.
She's actually talking about opening a practice up on Earth.
Here you go.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, she's a hell of a doctor. But now we have you, my dear. So here's to your first year on the Enterprise.
Actually, my anniversary was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, no reason not to drink to that. Cheers!
Cheers.
Hear, hear. Ah, good stuff. You ever think you'll have kids, Paul?
Maybe. Not now, though. My engines are my babies.
Yeah, we know.
Well, I'll be damned.
Huh?
Savik! Over here!
Thank you, Doctor. Right, Drake?
Commander, something wrong?
No, I thought I might join you, if I am not intruding.
Not at all. Please, have a seat.
Thank you.
Can I get you anything?
Vulcan leaf tea.
Sure.
So, Gaius, you want to show me that custom rifle of yours?
What? Oh, right. Yeah, sure.
Guys.
No, really? He promised to show me it.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be back later. See you both at the briefing in a couple of days if you're gone.
See you.
Sorry.
It is understandable. They have always been uncomfortable with me when we are not on duty.
They just aren't used to you yet. From what I hear, the last first officer was their old buddy from the academy.
I see.
What about you? Feeling settled in after our first year?
Settled would not be the word I would use, but I am accustomed to the Enterprise.
Yeah, the stuff we have been doing for the last few months doesn't exactly help.
Indeed.
So, anything you wanted to talk to me about? You never socialize like this unless you want to talk. I know you well enough by now.
I simply wanted company, Ayumi.
Are you sure? You're not supposed to lie, you know.
My other halves people are very apt at lying.
But you see yourself as a Vulcan.
Correct.
Then tell me. Something's up. It's written all over your face.
There is no need to insult me.
Sorry. Come on, we have served on 3 ships together. If you can't tell me, then who can you tell?
It's the captain.
I'm sure he will get back to normal once we go back on normal duty.
No, that is not it. Ayumi, this is something of a personal matter.
With the captain?
Yes.
How personal?
As personal as it can be.
Huh? Oh. Oh! What?
Please lower your voice.
Sorry. When did this happen?
Last year.
And you... I mean, I thought you're meant to have an arranged husband or something.
It is a long story, as you would say. But rest assured, I do not have one.
But he does. Savik, he has kids.
I am aware.
Whoa, you're Romu. I mean, your other side really is in there somewhere. So why are you telling me now?
He ended it.
Good. Sorry. I mean, that is good, right?
I believe so. But I needed to speak to someone about this, and you are my most familiar colleague on board.
Thank you.
For what?
For trusting me with this. I won't tell anyone, I swear.
Thank you, Ayumi. I will meditate tonight, clear my mind of unwanted emotions on this matter.
Sure. But before that, I have something else that will help. You want a real drink?
That would be agreeable.
Captain's log supplemental. I took the good doctor's advice and switched to the personal logs. I'm shocked at what I found. Not only the content, but the fact that it was recorded in logs. I guess Hikari didn't tell anyone, except the computer. I suppose the personal log is as good a way as any to get your thoughts down on things. But Savik? Savik, I am very surprised at. Vulcans always strike me as very private people. No mention of the affair until the time when it was broken off. She didn't put much. Text log only, and it reads, "For almost a year, I have been involved in a personal relationship with the captain. When I confronted him on his solidarity in recent months, he ended it." Like I said, not much. Hikari's log and my mind did the rest. What was Johnson thinking? I guess after years out here without his family for months, even years at a time, he got lonely. But still, a captain isn't meant to get that close to his crew. It's part of the unofficial handbook. It's not a crime. Hell, the reports on the spying are far worse. But I don't know. I guess I will have to send a message to his descendants, for all it's worth. Anyway, this has been an interesting diversion. It let me see the crew as people. But it hasn't got me any closer to what happened. However, my logs are getting there. I'm in 2329, only weeks away from whatever happened that got them all the way out here. Won't be long now. If I am not escorted out of the area by Admiral Shadow by then.
Bridge to Captain.
Yes?
They're back, sir.
Captain, they are hailing us, sir.
Open a channel.
Aye, sir. Channel open.
This is Captain Drake of the USS Argo. How can I be of assistance?
What are you doing in Dominion space, Captain?
As you can see, we found one of our lost ships. A very old lost ship. We're conducting a salvage operation. Almost done. We are simply trying to find out what happened to her.
And have you?
Somewhat. We know you killed them.
I see. We thought you would never find it.
Took longer than you thought.
Indeed. Once the war had started, we assumed it would never be found.
Well, now we have your message.
Yes. But we didn't need it in the end. We think our more direct methods sent the message clearly enough.
Yes, they did. So now what? Are you going to let us continue?
So long as you are not here much longer. We will be patrolling nearby if you need any assistance. But should you go any deeper into our territory...
Understood.
Good day, Captain.
That was fun.
They're moving off. So they admit it, then?
Yes.
So now we know what killed them. Now we just have to find out how they got here.
Indeed, Commander. Indeed.
Captain, Admiral Hackett.
All right. Open a secure channel to my screen, Ensign. Admiral, I'm glad you called. We've been surveying for months, and...
Captain, we have a serious problem.
What?
The probe's cloak is malfunctioning.
We're getting the readings just fine.
From the sensors, yes. But I am monitoring its systems, and the cloak is days away from full failure. When that happens...
I get the picture. Why are you calling me?
Because you are the only ship in the sector that knows about it. And because if your engineering crew had done their jobs in the first place...
Admiral, with all due respect, my crew is the best in the fleet, and if there is a problem, it is a compatibility one between technologies, which I warned you of before we sent it.
Who is to blame doesn't matter. Fixing that probe does.
What are we supposed to do? It doesn't have the fuel or the time to be recalled.
I know. I need you to go and fix it.
Admiral.
Order the probe away from Bajor. Get it to as remote a system as you can. It should have enough for a light year or two before it fails.
And then what?
Then you go and fix it.
And how the hell am I meant to do that? There are dozens of Cardassian ships between us and the probe, in any direction.
You still have the original cloaking device?
Oh no.
Yes, Captain. None of us want a war, Johnson. You need to succeed, or we will have one. Either fix the probe, or destroy it. Either way, the Cardassians must never find it.
It would never have been there, ma'am, if you hadn't have ordered me to send it there.
I sought you out because of what you did to save the Bajorans. You did what was necessary then, and I need you to do it now. Fix the probe, or destroy it. Follow my orders, or I will have your command, Captain. Starfleet out.
No. No more.
Captain?
To your station, Commander.
Yes, sir.
I'll stop Lieutenant Zareth.
Aye, sir.
All hands, this is the Captain. As you know, several months ago, we retrieved a Klingon cloaking device and used it to modify and send a probe to spy on the Cardassians. What you don't know, and I am now telling you, is that those orders came from an Admiral Hackett. Now, I have looked this Admiral up everywhere, left no stone unturned, and there is no record of her anywhere. But I followed her orders. I kept quiet about it and didn't report them. But now her orders have changed, and she wants me to risk this ship and all of your lives. Now, if I'm going to ask you to do that, then you have a right to know where these orders came from and what they are. The probe's cloak is failing. Something I'm sure we would know if we'd been allowed to monitor the probe itself and not just what it sends. However, I have been given the codes to allow us full access to the probe now, and we're going to order it to a remote area and try and repair it. But we will have to cross the border to reach it. In order to survive the trip, I've been authorized the use of the original cloaking device from the ship. If we can't fix the probe, then we will destroy it. I can't order you to do this. As I explained, our orders are not from a source that I recognize. However, following Hackett's orders, we have created a situation, one that could cause a war that will kill thousands, if not millions. We made this mess, and now we have to fix it. But I will not carry out these orders unless every head of department agrees. They will let you know. I hope now you understand why I kept this secret, and why we must do this no matter the cost or the source. Johnson out. Well?
Helm ready, Captain.
Tactical standing by at your command, sir.
My lot are ready. Let's do this.
Savik?
Science station and first officer ready, Captain.
All right, then. Savik, order the probe as far away from Bajor as it can get. Right? Do whatever it takes to install the cloaking device and get it online.
Yes, Captain.
May fortune favor the bold.
To be continued.